Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Catch the spring and bloom event at Whole Foods Market with savings for Easter, casual gatherings, and more. Save on no antibiotics ever meat, best of season spring produce, brunch favorites, sweets, and more through April 22nd.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
A large proportion of frontline healthcare workers have yet to receive the COVID-19 bonus payment. The government announced a payment of €1,000 for eligible frontline public sector workers back in January to recognise their work throughout the pandemic. Currently, though, frontline workers in hospices, in private nursing homes and disability services are still waiting to receive that bonus. Now, I'm joined by Joan Carthy, National Advocacy Manager with the Irish Wheelchair Association. Joan, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, have you figured out why people are not getting the bonus, why it's been delayed?
No, we haven't figured that out at all. It's just, I suppose, it just shows where people in the community who are working hard, who have put their lives on the line, like the staff in hospitals throughout COVID, who are really dependent on to try and make sure that people with disabilities and other people were kept safe in their homes and still were provided with the services that they needed. While we would say, like, we may not be paid directly by the HSE, but we are providing direct services.
Yeah, but hasn't it been promised, Joan? Isn't that, am I misunderstanding here that the HSE has said these staffs who work for private organisations doing vital work are to get the bonus?
It has, and we haven't gotten like a direct statement to say it. We've been told that all healthcare workers will be able to avail of this or will be given it. But like any goodwill that was there in the first place, and I suppose it is completely diminished. But I suppose this is not the first time that's happened. I mean, pay parity is a huge problem in relation to people who work in the community, in disability services and other services, where we were told to take the pay cuts when the pay cuts came in during the crash. And those pay... that pay restoration hasn't happened right across the board to Section 39. Yeah,
but do we have to look? Do we have to look at the employers directly and say, you know, if the government has promised you the money to pay your staffs the €1,000 bonus, isn't it up to those employers to agitate to get the money, or indeed have some of them got the money and not passed it on?
Yeah, no. Well, as far as we're aware, that hasn't happened at all, that it's been given and not passed on at all. Our understanding is that it'll be a direct payment from the government and it'll be worked through there. So my understanding is that hasn't happened.
OK, so you anticipate a direct payment to all those eligible. Are there rows going on as to who exactly will be eligible for this payment? For example, you know, you can think of an administrator in a nursing home who still had to go into work every day, wearing a mask, maybe having contact with visitors or patients in a nursing home where there was an epidemic of COVID because of the tardiness of some of the actions that the HSE recommended. The government might be saying to such an administrator, hang on a second, you're not a nurse, you're not a care worker. You don't get it. Is any of that going on?
There would be, but I think in general across the board, people who weren't directly on the front line understand that they're not on the front line, but those discussions are still going to be going ahead. But I think at the very least, those people who are directly on the front line, like the nurses who are in the hospitals, those people who are going in and out of people's homes all through the pandemic to make sure that they were still providing the same service, were putting themselves at the same risks as people in the general hospitals. And I think that needs to be sorted straight away. Those people, again, are being left behind. And that's, it's an ongoing issue in relation to the disability sector, definitely.
So tell me about your own particular workers with the Irish Wheelchair Association, the kind of tasks that they undertook during the pandemic.
Yeah, I suppose we would have a lot of people doing different types of care work. A lot of our personal assistance services were actually going into people's houses as they always had done and would be providing either personal care or helping people with daily tasks, education, employment, right across the board. So they're putting themselves on the front line. They were going in, they were putting themselves at risk and also putting their own families at risk, like anybody else in that type of service. But they did it because they were called upon. Yeah. And they were needed.
So they were definitely put themselves in potentially in harm's way, and they were caring on the front line. So who do you talk to?
And they had to wear PPE all the way through.
Yeah. So who do you talk to, Joan, as National Advocacy Manager with the Irish Wheelchair Association? Mm-hmm. Who do you talk to try and get this payment made?
Well, we've had many conversations with many different people. So, I mean, we have been pushing with the Minister for Health, because the funding will come through there. We know that the Minister for Disability and Rabbit would be behind that payment as well to make sure that gets pushed through. So we've had conversations there. We've had many conversations with the HSC as well, to make sure that this payment goes ahead. So we are in the background. We are definitely lobbying, and we have through social media as well. Lobbied for this payment.
Okay, and finally then, Joan, what are they saying to you when you say when? I mean, they are accepting that it's due, I presume. So when you say, when are you paying it, what do they say?
We can't get a response on that. We're being told, what everybody else is being told, that it's a very kind of arduous piece of work to be able to figure out exactly who should get the payment and who shouldn't. But we would be saying very much so the people who are actually on the front line, going in and out of people's houses or providing services in the centres, where our frontline workers, absolutely, and they need to be receiving that money straight away.
All right. Look, Joan, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. That's Joan Carthy, National Advocacy Manager with the Irish Wheelchair Association.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.